Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. Once again, this is Brilliant Ideas and my sidekick, Aaron, a.k.a. A.A. Ron, checking in this morning.
A.A. Ron.
We're here to pass along some food news, some exciting things going on in the food industry, and another great radio show, hopefully to entertain you. If not, then I don't know what to tell you. Drink some more coffee or something. Anyway, we're here this week to turn off the music. Got crazy there with the music. So good morning, everyone. Good morning, A.A. Ron. And we're supposed to be joined by our Food News Josie Stahl girl here, and I think she's on the line. So let me push this button. And good morning, Laurie. Are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning, Laurie. Real quick, Grant, did you just try to toss out a Jersey accent? You know, not everybody might have caught that, but I caught it. I caught the Food News Joysy Girl thing that you just tried to throw out there.
I've been trying to throw that out. No one's catching it. So thank you for finally catching it. I say that every week, Joysy, but no one ever hears me, I guess.
I don't know why no one hears it, but I caught it today, and I don't know if it's because the accent has gotten better or worse. I don't know which way to go with that.
I think she's wearing off on me.
How was your day yesterday?
It was good. Not too bad.
And it is. How was your day yesterday, Laurie?
It was good. Not too bad.
All right. Well, do you have
any? Day, really?
It was wonderful. So now we got yesterday out of the way. Do you want to talk about some food news with us this morning?
I sure do. Oh, my gosh. Well, I was thinking, you know, I always do wine of the week, I have an article I thought would be good instead of talking about wine. You guys might be surprised because I was with this article. Did you know that the spirits industry hit a milestone in 2012, exceeding 20 million cases and positioning itself for ongoing growth in 2013? Despite the moderate pace of the economic recovery, the spirits industry continued to grow, and spirits was actually the fastest growing segment of adult beverage, outpacing wine and beer, and they anticipate the trend to continue.
No, I did not know that, Laurie. Did you know that, Aaron?
Did you know
that? I did not know that spirits had gone beyond wine and beer.
I imagine it's because the economy sucks and people are drinking more, and I guess beer and wine is just not enough. So I assume that the spirits industry is getting all this demand because people are just drinking more of the hard stuff.
Yeah, but it's more expensive. They said the people,
so?
the consumer is actually spending more and buying premium brands at the restaurants.
Yeah, but you know what? I did a mathematical equation on that one time. If you buy like a six pack of beer, the alcohol content, as much beer as you got to drink to get a real good buzz, if you drink like 12 beer, then you do the mathematical equation, you can get the same buzz or better with one shot of whiskey. If you do the mathematical equation, I think it's actually cheaper.
No, see, around here, if we have 48 beers, we drink 48 beers. If we have two bottles of vodka, we drink two bottles of vodka. It doesn't matter. It's just whatever is in place is going to get drank. So it doesn't matter how much you spend, it's all going to get drank. So by buying the good vodka, we still drink it all. So we spend way more.
Well, if you're trying to be economical and do the mathematical equation, it does work the way. But you're right, Aaron. If you got a bottle, no matter whether it's cheap or expensive, you're going to drink it all anyway.
You're going to drink the whole thing. It doesn't matter. So yeah. So but we do kind of follow. You know, me and a bunch of my friends, we kind of follow that same guideline in the story he's talking about. We do like all order premium drinks at the restaurants. You know, versus.
You're going to splurge, so you might as well just splurge and get it. You know, you don't want to cut back. If you go to a restaurant, I do the same thing. You want to get the nicer glass of wine, and you want to get the appetite. Yeah, you're going to splurge.
And right. When I was younger, if I got a mixed drink, I couldn't tell that it was made with rot gut liquor. But, you know, now, right. You know, as my palate has developed over the years, I can tell the difference between something that's mixed with top shelf versus well brand. So, you know, it's one of those things that I kind of make it a point to get
the refined palate. Oh, it's very true. It says the higher priced tiers outperform the lower ones even in the slow economy. It says with the exception of blended American whiskey and cordials and liqueurs. The growth of more expensive spirit categories such as the single malt scotch, cognac, the imported vodka and the Irish whiskey attest to the consumer's willingness to spend more to the experience and the premium end of the spirit spectrum.
Very
and, of course, I bet you can guess what the fastest-growing spirit was.
The fastest-growing spirit?
Yep.
Vodka.
Yep. Vodka. No all doubt. The flavors.
I need to refine my palates, I guess, and I've been buying the $6 ones, but I have to get the $12 palates for my truck. Okay, Laurie, is that the end of your spirit story?
It says that the rise of whiskey is driven by the consumers gravitating to the rich flavors and the heritage of whiskey products, both of which are on a trend right now, too.
Okay. Now is that the end of your spirit story?
Well, real quick. I mean, I'm getting to the end if you let me.
All right.
It says the sales of the spirits in the bars, restaurants, and other on-premise locations increased in both dollars and the volume. The on-premise dollar sales grew faster, driven by the consumers trading up, and the spirits volume grew faster. I keep saying faster. In the grocery, liquor stores, and other off-premise outlets. Now I'm done.
Now are you finished? Have you noticed,
yes.
Erin, when she does a story, no matter how much I interrupt her, no matter how much I make fun of her, no matter how much I try to throw her off, she continues to make sure she reads the whole thing?
Every word. Every word. Doesn't miss a line, a period, a comma, doesn't miss anything. It doesn't matter. You know, we could have an entire conversation while she is reading her story, and we'll not miss any part of that story. I would have given up on the story like 25 minutes ago.
I know, me too. It's just like she kind of means it's like we're just like okay. No, I'm going to finish it. I've got two more sentences left. There's a comma and a period and a question mark.
Actually, I don't finish the story because you're always interrupting me.
I know. So what other stories?
You're getting rushed.
I know. Sorry about that. What other stories do you have? Hurry up.
Well, Grillion, I think you need a mobile on this one.
What?
You're going to need a mobile on this one to keep them amused.
A mobile. Oh, by the way, you said that last week about mobile. For those people who didn't understand what you meant, because I didn't, you had to explain it to me later. She said to me, Aaron, that I need a mobile. Now, what does that mean to you, Aaron?
You need a mobile? You need a car?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, but she explained it to me later. You know how a baby lays in a crib and they
oh,
look
the
up
little,
in the air?
Bored. He gets bored really fast.
Laurie, let me just say, I know it's early in the morning, but we are men, and men who enjoy drinking adult beverages even in the morning. Our attention span is not what it used to be. You can't go with a 20-minute story and expect for us to be able to stick with that story the whole time. As adult males, we have the attention span of a gnat. It's like you have that attention span as a kid, then you start to be able to get more focused, then you go back to, oh, my God, this is killing me, ADHD, I got to go somewhere else. Oh, look, bird.
Anyway, so yes, I need a mobile, but
no, babies get bored. But, you know, you put turn the mobile on it amuses them. It's like look at that, it spins around. Just picture playing it with a mobile.
All right, well, go to your next story because I'm getting tired of looking at the mobile.
Oh, you're gonna be really bored. You're gonna be turning on that mobile in 2 seconds with this next one.
All right.
Okay. For all our gluten listeners. Okay.
Excuse me.
For all our gluten-free listeners.
Oh, gluten-free. Oh God, we gotta talk about this again.
Don't
eat
mobile
now. Let me ask
you
a question. How do you listen to gluten-free? That's what I don't understand. Who in the world is listening to gluten-free? I don't understand how that's even possible.
Well, I know. If you say, okay, people, get the wheat out of your ears, we're going to talk about gluten-free.
Okay.
This is good stuff, though. There are a lot of people out there that would love to hear this article. So
yes, I know. I'm being mean, and we had a whole show about gluten free. So I guess it's time again, huh?
Yeah, it's time. It's a quickie. It's not going to be long. A mobile won't be spinning too quick. For more than 20 years, Christine Kidd tasted everything that came her way as the food editor at Bon Appetit magazine, but she never felt great. And, quote, she says, I had digestive issues my whole life, but 2.5 years ago, the aching joints, the bloating and fatigue, and the digestive problems became so severe that she couldn't ignore the symptoms of celiac disease. She left her job and started doing some research in the kitchen of her hilltop home in Topanga Canyon. And it says she was so miserable, as soon as she went gluten-free, the symptoms started to subside. And she adds that she prepared shrimp and tomato sauce over polenta, a recipe from her book, Weeknight Gluten-Free. In 4 months, she felt healthy. I hear crickets.
I know. Are you done? I'm looking at the mobile right now. Sorry.
It's like, I'm sleeping.
I know. I thought you could tell us something new. You just told us something we already knew.
She was a famous food editor at Bon Appetit.
I've never heard of her before.
All right.
It's just saying that it's so many people out there, you know, have this problem.
I know. I kid.
That's all.
There's a lot of people who have the problem, and there's a lot of folks who have gone gluten-free. As a matter of fact, you can't walk through Fresh and Sleazy without being, like, the whole place is gluten-free now. I don't think they sell anything with gluten in it anymore, but everywhere you look, all the shelves are filled with gluten-free this and gluten-free that, and I guess it's an issue. I don't understand, and this is going to sound really cruel, but it's the truth. I don't understand. I think gluten-free came out just only a few years ago. Is that right?
Right. That's correct.
Well,
where was it at
before that?
Well, I will say this, just to throw out there. Prior to that, there weren't. You got to think this whole using wheat to replace everything is fairly new. That came as part of diabetic-friendly diets.
Right.
So now adding wheat and gluten into everything to try to use less flour and less things that they used in years past. So I think that may have triggered some of the things.
That's true.
To be something new. But I will say this. There is one thing that I do eat gluten-free, and it's not because I eat it gluten-free. I eat it because it's absolutely delicious, and it's also diabetic-friendly, is the is brown rice noodles, in case you ever get a chance to try those.
Yeah.
Brown rice noodles blow your mind. They cook as well as a regular pasta noodle. They taste great. If you've ever tried to eat a whole wheat noodle, they're the worst thing on the planet. I would probably eat an onion and cheese candy bar before I eat whole wheat noodles ever again. But brown rice noodles are a great substitute, and they're gluten-free.
Wow.
You're right. You're exactly right. The whole wheat noodles, I made some and made spaghetti with them, and it was like shredded up cardboard boxes.
It's terrible. It's the worst. I don't know whoever came up with it, screwed the recipe from the start, and then made millions selling it to people.
Oh, I know it's a big deal, but what I don't understand is that all these years before, I mean, was that many people out there who didn't have any gluten and they didn't know it, or did we just all realize this, or is it something new, a new affliction that's happened over the last several years, or did I miss something on the wrong bus, or what?
No, I don't think it's a new affliction. I think it's a new name. I think all the years that you've heard of IBS and people having irritable bowel syndrome and having all these other problems from eating and everything, we're now lumping it into, you need to eat gluten-free, and that'll eliminate your digestive issues. So in years past, we've heard a multitude of digestive problems that people had from eating. Now we're just trying to pinpoint, I think they've pinpointed where that problem has come from.
Where's this problem coming from? Exactly. Yep.
Okay. So we've gluten-free that one enough. Got another one?
This is not surprising either. Americans still making unhealthy choices. Surprise.
And let's go ahead and go back to the last story. Unhealthy choices really taste a lot better than the healthy ones.
I'm sorry, you just got garbled on that one. What did you just say?
I said unhealthy choices taste better than the healthy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
Well,
yes,
they
do. Because you ever had you had that crappy turkey bacon?
Yeah.
It's not
terrible.
As good as regular bacon. It's terrible.
It's bacon.
What?
It's like a sliver of styrofoam that was put into a package, and then they want you to cook it in a microwave and then chew on it for 45 minutes like a piece of shoe leather. Terrible.
Oh, God.
All right, Laurie. Why are we making unhealthy decisions?
Okay, well, the overall health of Americans is not improving much, with about 6 in 10 people either overweight or obese, and large numbers engaging in unhealthy behaviors like smoking, heavy drinking, or not exercising, a new government report shows. You know what's interesting to me? And I can attest to this because of my family members.
Oh, my God, wait. You're going off script?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, the world is coming to an end. It's over. Good night, Tony, you guys.
I don't
what
do well under – I'm just going to hear it head. Like, I don't do well, like, off the cuff. I mean, I do in person, but when I'm on the radio, I need to read. I'm very organized. I have to just bop, 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 bop.
And like I said earlier, tell us something we don't know.
No, but I was talking about smoking. It seems to me like so many people have quit. I mean, Aaron and Grillian, I don't know how you feel, but so many of my friends and family members and cousins, they've quit smoking. So I was just kind of surprised to hear that they said, that a large number are still, engaging in smoking and
Well, I think, I believe, I've seen a lot of kids smoking these days. The 15 to 22-year-olds seem to be smoking a lot more. I'm noticing it more. I don't know if that's what they're talking about.
See,
I mean, I think older people are stopping, but the younger ones seem to be doing it a lot.
It seems like when I pick up my niece from school, I don't see it as much. I think we were worse. We had a smoking lounge when I grew up. We could go outside and smoke in the lounge, and if there's so many restrictions, I would think it would be less. But I don't know, Aaron, what's your take on it?
Well, I quit smoking 3 years ago.
See?
But it is one of those things that I think the more restrictions you put on it, the more people are going to want to do it.
Right.
Prohibition is the prime example of that. So the more you try to restrict where you can smoke, if you can smoke, where you can smoke outside, the more you make a big deal out of it, the more people are going to smoke. And if people do what they're told they can't, that's just our nature. So I think the more emphasis that's put on quitting smoking is going to create more smokers.
Did that article say Americans or did it say around the world?
No, Americans. It's talking about Americans.
Because every single French person on the planet smokes, and
yep.
I think all of Europe is under a fog of cigarette smoke. So I don't know how why it's
pinpointed. The Asians, too.
Japan. Asians, everybody smokes. I don't know why it's pinpointed that more Americans are smoking because, whatever. I think Americans smoke far less than any other country.
Well, maybe that's what I'm saying. I have to agree with that. It seems to me that, like you just said, you quit. So many people quit. But anyway.
Well, don't believe everything you read or hear.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
On
yeah, unless it's on this show, you have to believe every single word because it's all gospel. This is the gospel food industry, and we added smoking and drinking to it. So it's the gospel of human vices. We're the vice experts.
Hey, speaking of vices, I'm going to play the Big Green Egg ad, and we need to talk about Big Green Egg since Big Green Egg is our sponsor of the show now, and I think that's the appropriate time to make a switch over and play one of their ads. So everybody, hang tight. Listen in. You need to go get yourself a Big Green Egg.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Go find the Big Green Egg at biggreenegg.com. You can go there, punch in your zip code, find a dealer near you. You should get yourself a Big Green Egg. It's now the new rave in the barbecue world, and I'm looking forward to getting mine to play around with it, and maybe I can cook something when I have the Big Green Egg. Maybe.
Something? Cook something?
Yes, I'm looking forward to Big Green Egg. So go check out biggreenegg.com and go get yourself one. And, Laura, you got any more food news?
Well, I wanted to continue my story, but now I'm kind of scared.
Well, go to another story. I was bored with that one, too.
Wait, this story was over?
I thought it was over, too.
I thought that story was over before we even... Oh, there was more to that story.
Well, there was one interesting part of it.
All right.
I think, wait, where'd that one part go? You're like, you're right. Mobile time.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Wait, Laurie,
Laurie, Laurie, welcome to the Great Ideas Radio Show. You are the food news girl, and it might help if you read the news before you come on the show. Just a little tidbit.
Need you to be prepared, Lori. Prepared.
I found the one. Well, because you guys make me nervous, and I have to rush to find. I found the part I want to talk about.
Okay.
If you say there was one bright spot in the report that came in the area of sleep behavior, about 7 in 10 adults meet the federal objective for sufficient sleep. So we're doing something right.
Okay, and you want
to
smoking
more. So we're smoking more.
That.
smoking more, drinking more, working out less, and sleeping more. We are screwed. Absolutely screwed. If that is the positive direction that we need to be going. Let's go unhealthy choices, but the only healthy choice we make is that we sleep more. There is something wrong.
Well, think about it, though. If you're not working out, you're drinking more, you're smoking more, it's a good chance you're going to sleep more, right?
You're probably going to pass out. I mean, I think that that's kind of the way it's going to work. You're going to end up passing out.
Either that or I'm like, I'm sleep therapy for everyone because when I'm reading, everybody's sleeping.
Yeah.
Mobiles. People are running out to buy more mobiles.
All right, let me ask
Thank
you something, Laurie.
Food news on tape. This should be ready today by Laurie.
Oh, Laurie, sorry,
that,
you here?
Laurie,
okay,
are you done? Laurie, are you reading it?
Am I reading what?
Are you done reading it? I said.
Yes. I'm sorry, your phone was getting cut off, and I was trying to like get bits and pieces of what you were saying.
Okay. We're all waiting with bated breath. Go to your next story.
There was one other part I did want to read, but I'm
Oh,
now,
God,
now,
there's
now.
Another part, Erin.
It's just, it's interesting. Real quick. Okay, about 38% of divorced, separated, or widowed adults have trouble getting enough sleep compared to 27% of the married folks. Now I'm done.
Well, thank you.
Should I take a bow?
That was very.
I don't know if I'd have gone, been able to make it the rest of the day without that last part. I think that was the hook to the whole story. It's great. Every story needs a climax, and you got us there, Lori. It was great. Thank you for that part.
I love statistics. I'm a statistics type of girl, so I like these stories.
All right, tell you what. We need a break. Laurie, pick out another couple of stories and make sure you got all your periods and your hyphens and your question marks and commas all lined up. And
okay.
I want to play a little Bo Porter, his song called Speak Your Mind, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes after we play the song.
Speak your mind, but not while you're drinking. Liable to say just what you're thinking. Keep the peace, just get along. You might be right, but it could go so wrong. Now bite your tongue, but don't say nothing. Don't bear push that button. Liquor's talking, but you said it. Open your mouth and you're gonna regret it. Now me and my gal went out the other night. I started drinking, hell, I got tight. That's when she asked me what I thought about her mother. I opened my mouth and, oh, brother, speak your mind, but not while you're drinking. Liable to say just what you're thinking. Keep the peace and just get along. You might be right, but it could go so wrong now.
Is your
website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
I have no idea why I played Crispy there, but when I was listening to that song, Speak Your Mind, But Not While You're Drinking, I thought of Crispy, and I thought I'd play his head.
No, you thought of that because in that song there's a lyric called that says, so I went and played Slap and Tickle, and then you immediately thought of Crispy. I know what really happened.
That's what it was. All right. Flurry. Now, have you got everything all lined up, all your punctuation, everything ready for another story?
I hope so. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. People can safely add a few nuts to their diet or replace other foods with the high unsaturated fat, high fiber snacks without gaining weight, a new review of past studies suggests. Let's add more nuts. Oh, God. Brilliant.
Yep. Go eat your nuts, folks.
Go eat your nuts. Yep.
Is that, Laurie, is that the end of that story?
Please let that be the end of the story, because if this story gets any deeper, it's going to be a problem.
Wait, that was the wrong choice of words. My bad.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, God.
All right.
I'll be like Robin from what used to read on, what was his name? Oh, my God, what was that?
Howard Stern.
Thank you, yes. What was his name? I'll just keep reading. You guys are cracking on me. I'll just keep reading.
I think Laurie drinks before the show.
No, I don't.
I think I need to.
Go get some more spirits.
I think before, during, and after would probably be the way to go.
Yeah.
Oh my!
If it wasn't early morning show, I think we should have a night show where we just drink and have a party. And can you imagine what crazy stuff we'd do if we were all drinking?
I think the FCC would have a problem with us.
Okay, Laurie. See, that's always your cue when you hear us stop talking that you should start your next story.
Most of the nut-enriched studies don't show that patients gain a significant amount of weight contrast to what one might think.
Sorry. Let me mute myself so that I don't laugh in the middle of the story anymore.
Are we still on the nut story?
Yes.
I only read the beginning part. Am I supposed to just, if I just continue, I'll have no story left. If you make me continue, I'm...
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll just read one little part. Nuts may also suppress hunger because of their unsaturated fats, fiber, and protein, the researchers noted. Here we go. Our findings support the inclusion of nuts in healthy diets for cardiovascular prevention. I think what I'm going to start doing is just reading the title and then reading the last line.
Are you done? Is that the end of the nut story?
Well, it is now.
Okay. Well, then that's also your cue to go to your next story.
Oh, my God. Well, why don't you guys talk about something? You know, let me pick on you.
We're trying to. All right, let's talk about something. Here's an idea. Here's something to think about, something to cook today. Bacon-wrapped deep-fried cheesy tater tots.
Say that again?
Bacon-wrapped deep-fried cheesy tater tots.
Oh, I saw that. That sounds good. Are you making that?
I think I'm going to make that. I was sitting here, and while she was talking about food news, I was imagining other foods besides what was in the news. So I was thinking about making some tater tots and cheddar cheese, just making my own tots and wrapping them in bacon and then dropping them in the pot.
Oh, my gosh. I like that.
That
sounds amazing. You got to post it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something that I think I'm gonna go and try to I might make some, like, Cajun tater tots wrapped in bacon and cheesy.
Cajun. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And
okay,
is that healthy or unhealthy?
That's a healthy choice, because it's a healthy choice. It's a combination of dairy. I guess potatoes aren't really a vegetable. They're not a vegetable at all. I was trying to find some way that it all met into the food group thing pyramid that we had as kids, which has totally changed because the pizza has been added. As to the pyramid, food group pyramid thing.
Wait a minute. Potatoes are not a vegetable?
No, they're tuber.
I've never been in a grocery store in the tuber section. They're in the vegetable.
I know. No, they're not. The potatoes have their own table.
Well, they have their own table, but they're hanging out with the veggies.
Do they share a table with any other vegetable?
Do they share a table?
Think about it now.
They share a table with the other tubers, but they're in the veggie section.
Exactly. You have potatoes, you have yucca, you have sweet potatoes, all tubers. They're all on one table. They're not vegetables. They just happen to be in the produce section because they can't think of any other place to put them.
All right, wait a minute. Okay. I'll give you the tuber argument, but they are produce, right?
I guess they grow out of the ground and they put them in the produce area, I guess. So yeah, they are produce, but that doesn't make them a vegetable. Just because it grows out of the ground does not mean it's a vegetable. It has sprout spuds. It doesn't have seeds. It doesn't.
Ew.
No, it's not a vegetable.
But a radish and a carrot are. They come out of the ground, but they use seeds, right?
Right.
No.
No.
No. I have no idea. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about that. Radish and carrots. I didn't think about that. That kind of you're screwing with my whole world right now.
Oh gosh.
Radishes and carrots. What are they? They're not. Radish and carrots are—they're not the same. I don't know. Now
we
I got
that
look
produce.
Up.
We need that produce man guy back on here to talk about tubers and find out what's a tuber and what's not a tuber and what's a veggie and what's the produce.
Well, get that. Remember that gentleman? He was really good from California.
That's what I just said.
Right.
The produce man.
Oh, okay. It got cut off. I sound like okay. Gotcha. I know I haven't been drinking. It just. There's like a delay of some sort, so.
Okay. But the important part of that is you take the tuber / veggie / produce / whatever it is, and you make tater tots out of it, or even potato pancakes somehow.
Oh, I love potato pancakes.
Fritters. Maybe a bacon and cheese potato
cheddar
fritter.
Cheese sounds really good. The Cajun. I like the idea of the Cajun, though. Cajun,
yeah.
Cheddar cheese, bacon.
Yeah.
And then tag Brian and tag Grillian, and then I can see it.
Yeah, because I can't tag you because you're not my friend.
I know.
I just want to get rid of some people. No, you won't. Because you have way too many friends, and you don't want any more, and you don't want me as a friend.
No. Aaron, my own brother can't come. I can't bring my own brother in as a friend. He's sitting here in my inbox, my own brother. It's hysterical. I go with my inbox. I'm like, okay, there's like 3,000 people who want to be my friends. I have 5,000. I got to get rid of like three. But I can
understand the brother thing, because that's just a sibling. That's not a friend. You can't choose your brother. You can choose your friend.
True.
He's still going to be your brother, even if you don't make him your friend.
True.
So anyhow.
I definitely want to be friends.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'll tag them.
Have you noticed, Aaron, you and I don't have that problem.
No, I'll never have that problem. I will never have that problem, because people don't really like me that much. They only like me enough to talk to me to my face, but when I leave, they're no longer friendly towards me. I don't know what happens.
Oh, that's not true.
It's kind of weird. It's a little sad. And I die a little inside every time I leave a room.
Oh.
But I eat well.
I have to do some spring cleaning. I'll do some summertime cleaning. That's what I'll do.
Well, see, what I do is I just post something that's really, like, off-color, and when I get too many friends and I need to get some new ones in, I just post something. I usually lose a half dozen or so,
and then I can add
some new ones.
You have a very unique scenario, because you have different groups of friends. So you have friends of all different caliber, and you can say, you know what, I think I'm done with this group of friends. And you can make one statement to target that specific group of friends, and they all believe you.
You know what, he's right.
I just got rid of 274 friends in one statement. Let's see this group. You got to go next. Let me make a statement. And then you don't have to actually get rid of them. You just it's a very unique situation that you have.
It is, because I actually told somebody that the other day when they wanted to post something on my page, and it was a little risque, and I said, well, I always walk that fine line between the prudes and the motorcycle group. And I have to always decide which one do I want to tick off today.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a little jealous that you have that ability, and you can. Those groups are so. I mean, there really is an identifiable line between the groups of friends that you have.
You know what?
I'm right though.
I never thought he's dead on with that. If Grillion posts something that I'm like, he'll say. So we'll be talking about that. I think I'm going to post something like this. I'm like, oh, you know I'm not hitting the like on that. He goes, I know. And then he loses his friends.
Yeah. Grill BQ. There you go. Number one.
Yeah,
grill BQ.
Right.
Let's keep talking about grill BQ. You're going to lose a bunch more friends.
You know what? You want to know the funny part about that? I really don't care.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm jealous.
That's what's even better. He doesn't care.
That's what makes the show great.
Well, I'm going to take another break, and then we got about, let's see, after the song, we'll have about 10 minutes. So, Laurie, do you have any more food news that you want to talk about?
I actually have a nice little story, hopefully, if you guys will let me.
While that song is going, I'm just letting you know, I'm looking up information on radishes and carrots and produce.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh, we can talk about that.
I won't have any by the time the song's over, but I'm looking it up.
I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and go pee. You go look up tubers, and Laurie, you get ready for your next story, and we're going to play Chip Wilson. The song is called Eat, Eat, Eat.
So she eats everything she sees. I'm not worried about her feeling right, as long as she leaves something for me. She likes spicy, she likes sweet. All she do is eat, eat, eat. She makes any old lucky dog feel like a girl's best friend. She eats off the low part of the house, right on up to the high end. She likes greens, she likes meat. All she do is eat, eat, eat. She's not exactly overweight, but neither is she underfed. You want to make the girl feel good, give her a double helping of a hot bread pudding. Give the girl some good seafood if you want to make her feel real nice. A bowl of gumbo puts her in the mood if you will follow it with shrimp and rice. A toupee with crawfish meat. All she do is eat, eat, eat.
Moderation, chocolate could become even more, oh gosh, brilliant, you're going to love this word, salubrious.
Oh,
if manufactured, I looked it up. It actually means healthy and wholesome.
Okay.
A new word for the vocabulary.
It actually sounds like something, a word you use in a porn, like in a porn movie.
They do. That's what I was going to say. Why couldn't they just say healthy? What does it mean? Healthy and nutritious.
It says chocolate could become even more salubrious. When I was reading the article, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's me, but I have to Google what that word means because I have no idea what that word means.
So what does it mean?
Healthy and wholesome.
Why don't they say healthy and wholesome?
I know. That's what I thought.
Why don't they just say fancy? You're right.
You're
going to write an
like
article
that?
And use words that nobody on this planet knows. That's not
I think
how
I'm
you
become
get a
salubrious
reader.
Today.
Wait, so couldn't you see it in a could you see it like in a porn movie or something? She walked into the room, her skin glowed and glistened, and she looked salubrious.
As they salubriously stared into each other's eyes.
Oh, I like that.
He began to fondle her hair.
It got hot and heavy and very salubrious in the bed.
As the neighbor's kids watched through the window, it
isn't
became
this
more salubrious
show?
By the moment. Oh, yeah, this is a morning show.
Okay, Laurie, so what are you going to tell us about? And they were eating, hey, and they were eating chocolate and smearing it all over their salubrious bodies.
Oh, my God. You know, I never thought
when I saw
this article that we would end up with a conversation.
There were salubrious amounts of fluids everywhere.
There were what? What did you mean? There was salubrious about what?
Amounts of fluid everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to continue and just ignore this one.
Yes,
if manufacturers embrace new technology for making, they call it fruit juice-infused chocolate. This was an interesting article. I'll read it, and let me read it through if I can. I mean, I'd like to just once for once finish an article all the way through.
Go ahead, because Aaron and I are right now thinking about salubrious porn.
Oh, yeah, you said other things. Yeah, dream on. Dream on while
I
read.
There's 9,000 more coming as soon as this story's over. Literally, salubrious. That was not a pun intended. I cannot believe I said that.
Stefan Bond, the PhD who led this research, explains that the technology would allow
What was the guy's name? The guy's name was Stefan?
Stefan Bond.
Oh, Steph? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. He said the technology would allow the manufacture of chocolate with fruit juice, vitamin C water, or diet cola, replacing up to 50% of the fat. It says the juice is in the form of microbubbles that help the chocolate retain that lush, velvety mouthfeel, that the texture is firm and snappy to the bite and yet melts in the mouth.
Laura, you're doing a better job of making salubrious porn terms than we could ever imagine as you're reading your story.
It says the chocolate will retain lush, velvety mouthfeel and that the texture is firm and snappy to the bite.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It melts in the mouth. Chocolate's high fat and sugar content, I'm just going to keep reading, is a downside compared to its high levels of the healthful plant-based substances of antioxidants or flavonoids. Much of that fat is the unhealthy saturated variety. Substituting this fruit juice or the cola reduces the overall sugar content of the candy. And it says, the end, the fruit juice-infused candy tastes like an exciting hybrid between traditional chocolate and a chocolate juice confectionery. Since the juice is spread out in the chocolate, it doesn't overpower the taste of it. Oh, my God, you guys, it's a football. You took the story and you ran down the field with it.
It's not even, they did this themselves. Use a word like salubrious immediately. Any dude in the world is going to be like, what are they doing, having sex with the chocolate? That's the first thing that's going to come to mind. And then you start talking about luscious, velvety mouthfeel and melting in your mouth and smooth and creamy. And, of course, they're going to have any dude make fun of this story. It's insane.
Well, no, guys are. I just read it and thought I'm thinking of the chocolate because I know how dark chocolate does feel like that. That's why I love dark chocolate.
Yep. Salubrious chocolate. I'll never forget it.
Ask me tomorrow what the word means. I'll be like, I forget.
Salubrious. Hey, spell that. Spell that for me.
Okay. Of course you would ask me to go find my notes. Let me see here. S-A-L-U-B-R-I-O-U-S. Salubrious.
Okay. Salubrious. I think we should now put that as part of the Green Ideas Salubrious Radio Show.
It wouldn't fit because it's healthy and wholesome, and that's not a bad. I'm sure
whatever. This is healthy and wholesome. The Salubrious Hour with Grillion and Friends.
Oh my God. So is that the end of your food news stories? Because we're about, let's see, how much time we got left? We got about 6 minutes. You got any more or are we done?
6 minutes. We couldn't have 6 minutes because you said we had 10 minutes last time. We talked more than like 4 minutes.
Well, according to the little clock on the wall, the hands are pointing to it says we got 6 minutes left.
Should I sing and tap dance?
No, I think we've done enough of that today. So anyway, thank you everyone for joining with us again for another wonderful Salubrious Great Ideas radio show. Next week we will have guests on as usual. We'll have some country music singers. I cannot find my list of people who's coming on, and really right now I really don't care. But join us next week, and we will have more fun with food news. And Aaron, I think you should go make your tater tots, bacon wrapped cheddar cheese
doohickeys.
Oh,
and
that sounds
Laurie,
so good, Cajun style.
Does sound good. Thank you for joining us. You got anything else you want to add, Mr. Salubrious?
No, I think I'm good. I'm looking forward to cooking some stuff and then spending the week firing up the smoker. I really need some ribs this week. It might be some competition ribs just to practice and pair that with some Cajun bacon wrapped cheesy tater tots.
Sounds good.
Ooh,
and make sure to take care of your tubers, and we're gonna call it a day. And for all my grillbecue friends out there, I'll end this show with a barbecue song. Everyone, join us next week, same time, same place. Have a nice weekend, and we will see you on the next show.
Take care, guys.
Everybody, someone, if you feel a puny, you don't know what to do, take the steps. sets your feet, hit the street, find a good place to eat, get some barbecue.